Hello everyone, this is Fahim Jackson, and it's episode 108 of my podcast show, In the Know. This podcast is aimed at trying to guide people through the world with a variety of topics. I'm also using this platform to ask questions and try my best to answer these questions with the viewpoints of my world around me. The following is an introduction speech into the topic of today, and that introduction speech is regarding, why is religion dying out? This country has been changing over time so rapidly that technology has taken over, and modern medicine as well. And because of this reason, the need for Christianity, or any other religion for that matter, is becoming less necessity. Well, at least it's changing in the United States. An indicator of this would have to be the closures of churches around the country. Then again, you also have people worshiping at home. That's right, streaming church services have become the new way of praising God. I will go more in depth regarding why this is dying out later in the episode. This introduction is a slight eye-opener into the idea of religions we practice falling apart. Let's look at some past religious sentiments. See, throughout history, people have been glued to their Bible and attached to the church as well. Even going to church in my father and mother's generation, they had to go to church every Sunday. But also they had to attend church all throughout the week as well. And that was the norm to an extent. That it was not even thought of because most households were doing it. Now, that's Christianity. Life has always been strict in other cultures. Within Christianity, you have Catholicism, where you had to confess your sins to the priest in the confession booth. You even go to a certain time period in society and nearly everyone was baptized as a child. Now, that is a far cry from what life is today. What is the life we live today that is different from the past? Let's look at some present religious sentiments. In today's society, religion is becoming something of the past. We're seeing this with the closures of churches across the country. This was further exacerbated by the pandemic starting in 2020. Now I know there are churches who have online services, but even with that, Sundays are still becoming something of the past. A younger generation that has become less connected to the religion and more concerned with connecting to people via social platforms have lost interest in church. A lot of views are seen as antiquated and outdated, and as far as economics, more and more people are working weekends for their own personal survival. So as you can see, people are also too preoccupied with work to attend churches. But like I'll say again, you don't need to attend church to practice a religious faith base. Yet even with social media to reach a wide range of people, it's still falling apart. Let's look at the future of religion. Technology has been an asset to some and a distraction for others, and technology has this ongoing theme within my episodes. What I want to dig into is how will religion change over the years to come with a change in generations? The biggest generation are millennials, who are not attending church as much, with Xennials showing a strong lack of interest as well. Don't get me wrong, there are small, many churches that millennials have created. These are storefronts with tiny congregations where everyone knows each other. And now you're able to have a closer relationship with the people of the congregation. They act as a small family because you become close to these people. Your spouses know each other, and children as well. You might even introduce a real family to this church family. So with what has been said, religion might go back to its original meaning before it became commercial. So why is it dying? Now, with what has been said, religion is dying out. Well, you could say at the rate that it's going, religion is dying out. At least here in the United States, the idea of religion is going away. And I will talk about this in the next section. This section is about the why. Let's observe the reasons why religion is going away. Here are a few. Religion is antiquated because there are too many rules in play that state that you are operating in sin. Today, the Bible reads too outdated. Because we know that nothing truly happens when we take part in most activities that are supposed to be a sin, from having sex before marriage to our sexual preferences. Younger generations are too connected to believe what is being told to us. So in trying to explain the Bible beliefs, young people, it just doesn't translate. Let's look at another reason as to why religion is dying out, and that is constant fears. You always are afraid that God will strike you down for some reason. And with the already fears of society, people don't want more fears to add to that. Also, let's add to the reasons for declining religion is the free will of people to harm others without any recourse. Or better, natural disasters, which wipe out people's existence. An obvious reason for religion dying would have to be people not attending church houses anymore. I know before I said live streaming is a new thing in small ministries, but most people have elected to work on the day of worship, with church houses closing due to lack of attendance. This could be a start to a trend of religion going away. So is there a specific place where it's dying? If it is a dying at all, then where is this taking place? Because when you look at the Middle East, the Islamic belief still holds power. But when you observe Christianity, especially from the United States, away from a way of life, then America is at risk. South America still has a strong Catholicism tie to the faith base, and Africa is a combination of Christianity and Islam, as well as small tribal belief systems. Europe is a fine blend, although it could easily fall under the category of America. Now pay attention to something. In developed nations, you would notice a less need for God, while underdeveloped or developing nations still hold on to God. And that pretty much sums up the reason why religion is dying. The smarter and inquisitive our society becomes, the less religious we become. As science gets better at explaining our beginning, the less we have a use for God in our lives. So when will it all go away? None of us truly know the time and place when it all comes to an end. To me, I think it would be a gradual change. I don't see it falling apart all at once. And the reason for this being is that we are in a time where people need God the most. So trying to get them to turn away from religion is a no-go. Enough time will go by, but also as nations around the world will become developing, their nation then may turn away from God. Which is interesting because there is this link between a heightened sense of awareness via technological innovation in medicine and how religious the society is where tech and medicine exists. Now, if there's a time when religion, as we know it, collapses, what are some new opportunities coming from this? Who will inspire a new belief system? If there were to be a collapse from the religions we have today, what are some new beliefs that could stem from this new world? Because there is something quite spiritual about the human species. As a human, even before we were full Homo sapiens, we still exemplified some form of higher power leanings. And this behavior was well prior to the major religions. How do we know this? It's because we have cave paintings and drawings of early humans and how they lived. We have found places where early humans have worshipped. What have they worshipped? Who knows? All we can go by is the drawings, and we can try to figure it out from there. We may never know because this is before written language, but for belief systems that tend to fall, what happens if the religion falls and never returns? How will life be without any religion? Now, we have spoken about the decline of religion, but what happens when it all goes away and never comes back? But like I said prior, I don't see it falling apart all at once. But if it does, most likely enough time will pass where religion was weaned out of the society. Will society falter without God? Maybe if God was taken away at this moment, but not so much in the future, especially considering a generation has given up on God altogether. So it sounds odd to us today, but we may very well have a time where there is no God in America or anywhere on earth. So this end statement, why we have to know why religion is dying. See, in the world we live in today, so much is going on around us. And one of those things is the idea of religion going away. Well, why is religion starting to die out as a society? One of the reasons is that the Bible is just too antiquated. Well, from the Christians' side here in America, at least, we live among people of varying backgrounds, so it's hard for us to use a biblical text to say what is a sin and who's sinning and how they're sinning. Another aspect of the Bible would have to be people flat out not having time to go to church anymore. The fact that people are not coming to the venue space anymore says a lot. Now, individually, we all have these reasons outside the ones I stated in this episode. But for whatever reason, it is going away. But what will come of the society with no religion? Will something pop up to take its place? Or will we remain non-religious in the future? So, Thanks for listening to this episode of In the Know. And I'm bringing you another episode regarding religion. The topic will be asking the question, what if the human body holds a more symbolic meaning connected to religion and non-religious at the same time?